No one will ever forget their first hug, their first kiss, their first love, their first bruise, their first heartbreak, their first surgery. No one will ever forget a first, where we're going to talk about a first in history that Oxford Dictionary gives us, saying that the public voted for two words as the top words in 2022. I'll share that and some more when we return to Working the Dash podcast with your girl, TK. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, TK, and I'm back right here with another podcast episode on Working the Dash. Well, for the first time in history, we have Oxford Dictionary recording the public vote for its top two words in the year of 2022. Can you guess what they are? Yes, it's a little bit late. It's probably not new news to you, but to the people who have not heard it, I'm going to share that the top two words for 2022 was goblin mode. Can you imagine that somebody would actually drop off package while I am doing this podcast? And we're going to keep it rolling, right? So the winner was goblin mode. Goblin mode was the top word, they call it, but it's two words, goblin mode, top words for 2022. And the term defines a behavior which unapologetically suggests that you can self-indulge, be as slothy and as lazy as you would like, with absolutely no sense of expectation or normalcy. According to the statement, Oxford states that goblin mode received an overwhelming majority of votes against the contenders metaverse and hashtag I stand with. Isn't that amazing? I am just so taken by that, and I wanted to share goblin mode conversation with you today. I just want to take this time to share that many times those of us who are always in the fast lane of life and always in a fast mode, we don't get a chance to be that goblin, the sloth, the one that just wants to take a break, right? So what I want to encourage you to do is to not feel bad, because the public, may I share with you tonight that the public said it's okay for you to go goblin mode. And that's simply saying that you want to not have any level of expectation. And what does that speak to? That speaks to the fact that we tend to express ourselves by always being in motion. And sometimes we just have to stop and be in the moment. We just have to become present with the moment. And I just want to encourage all of you out there to be confident in going goblin mode for yourself, right? So I just wanted to say, I'm just so stoked by the fact that someone would find it necessary that we just hang around, hang out, not worry about what people think. Oh, isn't it great that somebody finally gave us permission to not think about our self-image for at least 5 minutes out of the day? I'm stoked by that. So I just wanted to say, that's amazing, and it's something that we definitely wanted to talk about. And let me share something else. I'm going to grab some information here that I do want to share with everyone regarding things that we need to do to make sure that we do not get stuck in goblin mode, right? The problem with going into goblin mode, I believe, this is just TK 101, this is my opinion, is that the reason why we retreat most of the time is because it's emotionally attached. We are depressed, or we're thinking about things that we haven't done. And at the bottom of the year, that's when that gets really heavy, because we're looking at people who we feel are more impressive than we are, or have more impressive marks or resumes or LinkedIn profiles or Facebook or IG profiles or pages or businesses, and we're looking at all of this and we're thinking, wow, you know, I have not accomplished what I want to accomplish, so I'm going to retreat. No, that is not what I'm talking about. I am speaking solely of taking a break. But the one thing that I know that can keep us out of goblin mode is just ways that we can make sure that we do not get stuck. We want to keep in mind that it's okay to create goals. It's okay to make sure that we are living in a state of always being positive, motivated, and inspired. And how can we do that? Give you a few quick tips here of how you can stay motivated at the bottom of the year. While you're in goblin mode, get your notebook and your pen. And I know that I just said notebook and pen. I still leverage my mini journals that I actually write in, because I feel like writing it, it just becomes a part of you. But you can get your iPad or your digital device and you can create a goal. Create a goal. Create a large goal. I want to say SMART goal, but I also want to say something that is attainable, but like a plan, 3 to 5 year plan. And make sure that it's specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, it's realistic, and it's actually something that can be timed. I often tell people that I will, you know, counsel or that I'm in consultation with, I will let them know that your to-do list is an elevated to-do list if you call it goals without deadlines. Goals without plans and deadlines. Dates, actual dates. I will be finished with painting my wall February the 15th, 2023. If you do not put a specific date and deadline, it's just an elevated to-do list. So create these big goals while you're sitting in goblin mode and make sure you start working towards that. Now, that can give you a nice motivational boost if you want to make sure that you're doing something towards your goal and for yourself. Also, you want to make sure you get all of your work out of the way that's like busy work. Get all of that busy work out of the way every single day. Get your busy work out of the way, the work that you really don't care to do. If you go ahead and clear that off your plate at the beginning of the day, then you won't have to worry about having to visit it after you've eaten and had a hard day on the phones, or you've had to manage teams or go into massive amounts of meetings and things of that nature. If you keep pushing the stuff you don't like aside, you're gonna have to still visit it, okay? So let's not act like it's not there. We wanna make sure we take that small step. And with sharing taking that small step, excuse me, what we wanna do is also make sure, yes, I'm battling in this atmosphere, but I didn't want this to stop me. In this atmosphere, I do battle bronchitis. And for those of you who understand this season, for those of us who go through bronchitis, vertigo, things of that nature, it's a battle, it's a struggle, but we push forward nonetheless. Take small steps toward motivating yourself. You need to ask yourself all of the right questions. Why are you doing what you're doing? The goals that you have, written down that are very specific, all of this, all of the things that you're writing down while you're chilling out in goblin mode, make sure that you're asking yourself why. Is it purposeful right now? Is it beneficial to me and what I'm trying to do? What is it going to actually accomplish? So you want to ask those questions so that you can see where you are with those plans and with those goals. The last thing I want to share with you is something that I am very intentional about, and that is always being in a mind frame of learning something new. Excuse me. Did you hear what I said? Always learn something new. Keep yourself abreast of what's trending. Keep yourself abreast of what's, keep your ear to the ground. That's what I'm trying to say. Keep your ear to the ground. I want to say this. There are so many platforms out here where you can actually leverage. If you're at work and your job uses LinkedIn, I would say to you to go to LinkedIn Learning. Go listen to something that you've had absolutely no interest in, or you have had interest in and just never had the time or the money to actually pursue that. Go to LinkedIn Learning. I'm just going to use that. They're not paying me to say this. I just happen to love LinkedIn Learning. And P.S. by the way, if anybody knows like literally how I can get that endorsement, I'll take it. But I just want to just build that for a moment, because it's always something that you can learn, and most jobs will offer it for free. And that's what I'm really pushing, is that you need to leverage things that are already available to you. Ask questions, learn something new, get out there. There are a lot of free resources. YouTube can teach you just about whatever it is you need to know. Google University has been one of the schools that I've attended since they have been open and available for access. So I just want to put it out there. Always be in the mode of learning something new. Don't ever make yourself feel as though you're too old and you cannot achieve and you can't do it. If you go find something new to do, guess what? It will take your confidence through the roof, especially when you can apply that. Well, my friends, this has been TK on another podcast episode of Working the Dash. Remember to practice being grateful. Always say thank you. Always wake up with the attitude of gratitude. Thanking God for another day, thanking God for his presence and the fact that you have life. I'm telling you right now, this is a season where we're going to experience sadness. We're going to experience joy. We're going to experience every emotional emotion that's on the spectrum. And so I want to make sure that when you wake up every single morning, when your eyes open, your feet hit the ground, and you know that you can move your, you know, the limbs, you have activity of your brain, and you can think on your own, you're able to get up and walk. I just want you to just, you know, close your eyes, put your hand over your heart, and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, I'm excited about that, because once we begin to look at the things that we have, you know, when you're saying, hey, I'm grateful for the roof I have over my head. I'm grateful for the fact that I can go in and out of work, whether it be remote or in person, hybrid, the fact that you have a job, you can get a paycheck. When you start being grateful for the things that you have, guess what? It just starts to open the door for so many other things to come your way that's positive. So I want you to just keep an attitude of gratitude, regardless of the sadness that you may feel, regardless of what's attached to this season that may not feel so great right now. Just understand that someone somewhere is worse off than you, and they love just for one moment to transfer sides. So if you can just keep that in mind, be kind, treat people with respect and kindness. Again, this is not an easy time of the year to go through. So always being happy and excited is not everyone's story. So I want to just sit here in this moment and share that I am very well aware, and I acknowledge the emotions that are attached to this season. And I want to let you know that my heart is with you. My prayers are with you. Light and love with you, everyone out there. With that being said, this is my second close. For those of you who know, you know. This is my second close. Thank you for hanging out with your girl TK. Do me a favor. This is your call to action. Share this podcast with a friend or a loved one, a neighbor. Hey, even send it to somebody who you feel don't like you. And it'll do you some good as well. Thank you so much for hanging out with your girl. I will see you at another time.